Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all walks of life, welcome to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host CL King, coming to you live. That's right, live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It is such a delight to be in this type of business. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because Fridays are my Thursdays, and Thursdays are my Fridays. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last day of the work week for me. And as if I recall correctly, it is Thursday. And you guys know that our show is on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so we're closing out the week with a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic guest. But before we get to our guest and before we introduce you, thank you, Greg, for hanging with me there in the background. Greg keeps us live from 5,000 miles away. I love that he just supports this show the way he does. Here's what I want you guys to know, ladies and gentlemen, that I was talking to my guest kind of backstage, and we have discovered that there has been kind of an overarching theme, and I didn't realize it. It's been craftily weaved through our show, even since COVID started, that, hey, man, we got to take care of ourselves. You only get one shot at this thing, so you need to take care of yourself. And quit blaming it on everybody else while you're not there. There's opportunities, and we bring them to you every other night. We bring opportunities to you to understand how to take care of yourself. And so I am blessed to have in the virtual studios, she said I could call her Dr. Lulu because I don't want to mess up her name, but Dr. Lulu Shamek is a neuropathic physician and an expert in genetic health, working with patients experiencing chronic disease, hormonal imbalance, endocrine disorders, gastrodysfunctional, depression, anxiety, and fatigue. She believes that once we dive deep down to the root of the problem of the distortion and ignite our body's innate ability to heal, we will see unimaginable changes in our well-being. Did y'all hear that? We got to do some diving tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Her passion lies in helping people discover their zest and joy for life that has been lost along the path because of illness. So many people have gone through illnesses. Before starting, Dr. Lulu, she was journeyed through so many different careers, a true Renaissance woman. Dr. Lulu studied interior design at the University of Georgia and has a doctorate from the prestigious, how do I say that university? Bastyr University?
Bastyr.
She also is an herbal formulator, an international speaker and author, and spreading the message of health and educating people about preventing sicknesses and getting your well-being. You guys got to welcome to our virtual studios. She is coming to us live to close out the week. The one, ladies and gentlemen, the only, Dr. Lulu Shamek. Welcome, Dr. Lulu.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so thankful for you being here, Dr. Lulu. And did I hold true to the introduction?
You did. It was fabulous. Can I say one thing about what I do? I'm a naturopathic physician.
Oh, see, I messed it up. See, trying to read the script. There goes King again, messing up the verbiage. Not, I said, good. I said neuropathic.
You did. It's okay. Yeah, like natural, like yeah. Nature.
Nature, yes. Come on, get it, guys. Come on. Come on, staff. Help me with my cue cards there. So welcome, Dr. Lulu. And we were talking so much during the pre-show. I didn't even tell you really how the show was going to go. So this is going to be all fresh for both of us. Awesome. And it's going to be a great experience. And ladies and gentlemen, Impacting Life 24/7. Thank you, Greg. Tim's bicycle says, hello, Dr. Lulu. Do you know Tim up in Michigan? He's a great, great, great man. I think I'm going to be with Tim tomorrow. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the realm of getting ourselves, taking control of our health and taking control of our wellness. But I'm going to make you either go back and watch the replay, go listen to the podcast, or stick with us for the hour of the show, because we are not going to talk about that first. What we're going to talk about first is with Dr. Lulu, and she's our guest tonight on Impacting Life 24/7, and she is world renowned and doing a phenomenal work. I just can't wait to unpack this for you. But before we do, I want to ask Dr. Lulu, could you give people information on how they can contact you? That's very important.
Sure. So the best way to contact me is on my website. And that's Doc Lulu, D-O-C-L-U-L-U, like, what's up, Doc? So that's a super easy way to find me. Yeah. And I'm all over Instagram, and that's Dr. Lulu Shimek, S-H-I-M-E-K. So that's a great way to find me. And you can contact me on both of those. You can message me. I respond on Instagram all the time to messages. And you can email me straight from the website. So those are really great ways to find me.
Right. And we already, our team is so on top of it. They already got doclulu.com. They got your website up there on our live stream. So for folks that are looking to connect with Dr. Lulu, just go to doclulu.com, correct? Is that an easy
That's
way?
Right.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah, of
super
course.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can find her on Facebook, and the work that she's doing is really world renowned. And if you would like to have maybe a secondary peek into what she's doing, go to veteranshealingfarm.org. That's veteranshealingfarm.org. Is that okay to give out, Dr. Lulu?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I want you to guys to get a sneak peek into what she's doing. And you're going to be truly amazed. Again, we're very, very thankful for Dr. Lulu she's very busy. She's got a whole lot. She's got a green thumb, and she's got her hands in the dirt for sure a lot.
Yeah, and I have to take a big shower today before our interview. I was covered head to toe.
And so we're thankful that you took time out to be with us. One other thing, Dr. Lulu, is because, you know, I know you, and thank God she's in North Carolina. So I think we're going to be doing some close collaboration here in the future. But tell people a little bit about yourself, Dr. Lulu. Give an introduction much better than C.L. King gave about who Dr. Lulu is.
Well, sure. Thank you. Well, you know, it's so funny when you talk about yourself. So I'm a physician, but I think when I really look at what my passion is just about helping people feel better. And that can, you know, and I do that from the physician standpoint, but I do that with this from this real place of love. And I really want to empower people to learn how to take care of themselves. And I do that with everything that I do.
Yeah. And you know, Dr. Lulu, I can just tell just from our couple interchanges over the past couple months, I can tell where your heart is. And, you know, I know you work with plants and all that, but you've got some great bedside manners or plant side manners, whatever we would call
plant
that.
Manners,
yeah. But, you know, and listen, physicians, don't throw stones at me, but, you know, when you walk into a room, I understand that every genre is different, but you can just tell when you in the first 60 seconds of an encounter with someone, it, you know, kind of what the vibe is. And when Dr. Lulu and I met several months ago, I said, man, we got to have Dr. Lulu on this show because her heart is in the right place. So let's start with the farm, if you don't mind. Let's talk about the farm and the work that you're doing there at the farm, the Veterans Healing Farm there in that's the western part of North Carolina, Midwest, right? Where are you at in North Carolina actually?
Yeah, it's in the North Carolina mountains. It's okay. In Hendersonville.
Hendersonville,
so,
yeah.
Western side of the state of North Carolina.
Yeah.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, love it there.
I know, me too. I love every day. When I was driving to work today, I was like, oh my gosh, I love just seeing the mountains and the clouds. It was so pretty.
Yeah.
So I first started working with the farm. So I graduated from medical school in 2015. And my husband and I were looking for a new place to live. And I grew up in Atlanta. And so we went on this road trip in the South and we came here. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love it here. And we had friends that we knew that lived here. And so we decided to move here. And she was a volunteer at the Veterans Healing Farm. She said, hey, why don't you come and, you know, check out the farm? I was like, great. So I came and I met the owner, John Mashey. And I told him my vision that I wanted to create a medicinal garden, so a plant garden around medicinal plants. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, let's do it. So he helped me create this. And we started out with like two small rings. And now we have five huge rings. You can go on the Facebook page and see the aerial footage of the whole farm. Mm-hmm. And then we have five more rows. So it's a huge, massive botanical garden. And so I am the plant medicine director at the farm. And so I oversee all the aspects of all the plants that are grown to help the veterans learn about how to use plants to help heal themselves. So with from immunity to sleep, to energy, to inflammation. And so it's just like basics, like how do you make this tea? How can you use this to make this spray? How can you start, you know, growing something in your backyard to help yourself and help your neighbors? You know, a lot of the veterans have a lot of PTSD, so it really helps them to use get down in the plants and learn about gardening because it helps them to connect to the earth. You know, when you're have your feet on the ground and you're in the soil, you're much more grounded, much more solid. So I work with the vets at the farm. I have a squad.
Yeah.
And I work with the veterans there, and they come and they volunteer with me, and I teach them about the plants. We weed and grow and all that kind of stuff. And then about 2 years ago, I said to John, the owner, like, hey, John, I want to have a community clinic at the farm. He's like, okay, let's do it. So we started working. It's in a it's in an old shipping container. So we remodeled the whole shipping container. It used to be a recording studio. And so now we made it into my office. It has a whole dispensary. So one aspect is that we grow everything on the farm. I make the medicine from everything I grow, and I use that medicine in the community clinic. Wow. So it's a model that's really probably not being used. I don't know anybody that's really doing that model. And so wow. I grow everything that I use with patients. They come, and the service is complimentary to the vets. They can make a donation if they want to, but we give it back to the veterans. They get to take home that medicine, use that medicine, and enrich their lives. So, I mean, it's just like amazing. I can't believe that I'm involved and it's happened.
You know, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to and you're tuning into Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I'm blessed to have in our virtual studios with us Dr. Lulu. And she is, you can find her at doclulu.com. She's got a book out, and we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. A book is coming out. It'll be out in July, but you can go ahead and start getting your pre-orders in now. And you know, when you talk about, you know, looking at a person's joy in what they do, I wish you, for those of you looking at the podcast, you guys obviously can't see it listening to the podcast, but those of you watching us live, you can see Dr. Lulu's joy in what she's doing, taking something from the earth and cultivating it, extracting the medicinal benefits from it, and then sharing it with those in need. That's powerful, doctor.
Mm-hmm. It is so powerful. And then to see people get better in a way that they haven't been able to get better before, you know, and that's that's like the hugest joy is, you know, when someone's been suffering for something for, you know, I work with patients that have chronic illness for years and they've never seen relief. And then it's like, we make a switch and they feel, you know, like, wow, their life changes in a way that they never even can imagine.
Right, man. And when we talk about changing lives, that's really what we're doing here. I'm going to do something I don't typically do on the lives, but I'm going to do this because what's going on and what you're doing is just absolutely so amazing, Dr. Lulu. I'm going to share my screen here real quick for our live audience. You guys get to actually see the high definition screen of CL King, and I'm going to show you guys the picture there. You can see it on my screen there, the overhead.
Yes.
Yeah, the overhead aerial view of the veterans farm, which with Dr. Lulu and the work that she's doing there. And so, man, that is an absolutely beautiful camp. Look at that huge American flag. How did they construct that?
It's all rows. So this one doesn't have the plants in it. This is just the plastic.
Okay.
And then it's all planted. So like if you had a further view, you would see what all the plants. So we're actually just in the process of laying down the new plastic and getting ready to put in all the new plants. So you can see the size, because you can see the little car.
That
shows you how big
for it is. Scale, man. And then this is some of the results there at the campus. Some of the great work that's going on with those folks there at the Veterans Farm. And this is all coming off of this campus, right?
Yeah, so this is the VA hospital. So before COVID had started, we grow all our vegetables, fruits and flowers. We bring them to the VA hospital once a week, and they can come and they get all of it for free. So they can come and they can, you know, like basically like, okay, I'll take some peppers and some flowers and, you know, whatever they need. And sometimes they'll take the flowers and bring them inside to the nurses and the doctors, which I think is so sweet.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just wonderful. We're hopefully going to be starting that again, but right now because of COVID, it's just a little bit different.
Right. And I'm thankful that you guys have been creative in how you've you know continued your mission there. And when did the farm, I may have missed that, but when did the farm actually come into existence? Because I know you've been there a while.
I think that it was 2 years before I started. Okay. So I'm going to say 2013.
Okay.
I would say 12 or 13, probably something around there would be my guess about when it started. And we're a total nonprofit. So, you know, we work from donations and grants. And so we are one of the businesses that was able to survive. And we had a really small crew last year, but we still did an amazing job. And we donated everything to the food banks. So, and shelters around Hendersonville. So anything that we would grow, we're like, okay, we'll just drop it off. And we help with the community, which is what we do.
Right. And again, I think that's, ladies and gentlemen, again, CL King here on Impacting Life 24/7. This is one of the reasons why I knew I needed to have Dr. Lulu on our show was because I'm a veteran. Of course, most of our staff is veterans at Impacting Life 24/7. Greg is a retired gunny. He reminds me of that all the time. And we have a heart for veterans. And Dr. Lulu is taking her skills as a physician. And, you know, this is just one, we're going to talk about more aspects of what Dr. Lulu does, but this is one of the aspects that really endeared Impacting Life 24/7 to and connected us together was, man, this is work that you're doing to help veterans, man. And you let also the veterans work the farm too, right?
Yes. So you mean as an employee?
No, or... like don't they get there and learn, you know, how to grow things and stuff?
Yeah. So we have volunteers come from all walks of life. So we have veterans and civilians that like make up the squads, but then we'll have big groups of people to come and help volunteer because we always need volunteers to help, mm-hmm. especially if we have like a big planting. Mm-hmm. And then the veterans come and do workshops. So we have different types of workshops. We'll have like bee workshops, how to make a cigar box guitar workshop. And then I have herbal medicine workshops throughout this entire summer where they come and they can learn all about the plants.
Yeah, this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road. People actually putting their talents to use to help others. And I like to say hello to Augie he's saying hello. Augie is a vet. He is a, let me see here. Augie is a Army Ranger. He was in the Army Rangers, and now he's a truck driver delivering goods and services all across the country. In fact, while all the truck drivers were coming off the road during COVID, Augie mm-hmm. stayed on the road. During the peak of the height of COVID, Augie was putting the hammer down and driving. So Augie's saying hello from Oklahoma. And so he's out there and where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet. And I'm here in virtual studio with Dr. Lulu Shimek. Close?
Shimek.
Shimek, mm-hmm. Shimek. Okay, yeah. I'm working
it's
on
okay.
it.
It's see, this is perfect.
This is why she let me call her Dr. Lulu, folks, because you guys know I butcher everybody's name.
It's all good. Dr. Lou's easy.
Yeah. My wife's like, why don't you practice this stuff beforehand? I said, I do. And then I forget when it comes time for the show.
Right. Well, you get excited.
Yeah. So when we talk about, and we're just going to shift gears here for a minute before we get to the top of our, top of the hour break. When we talk about herbal and plant-based medicine, mm-hmm. You have dove into a realm that not a lot of people know. And so, you know, when I looked at your mission and why you got into this, one of the things that you talk about and kind of is one, you know, an additional passion of yours is helping people take control of their life. and control of their health. And you can find that in the plant world. How much is missed that we just don't know that's right before our very eyes, Dr. Lulu?
A lot, a huge amount. You know, and plant medicine has been around for longer than we have. And, you know, if we trace back roots of different cultures, they're always using plants. And so it's gotten lost along the way, right? As we get busy and we learn how to do other things, computer and all. And then right. I think, you know, the typical medical world kind of came in and the pharmaceuticals came in. And so that is a great medicine for emergencies, right? We all want to have it. But I think along the way, we lost the roots, right? We lost that kind of like foundation to the plants that is not only nutrition, because we can eat a lot of those plants and still get great medicine nutritionally, but also the joy and the healing power that they have that's so vibrant. And it's easy for us to learn. You know, you can pick like 8 easy plants or, you know, just like 5 and just start to build a relationship. Like lemon balm is a great one. Lemon balm is so easy to grow, especially where we live in North Carolina. It's almost like a weed. It'll take over.
Yeah.
But it's so wonderful. You know, it helps with communication. It helps with SAD, with seasonal affective disorder. It helps with depression. It's a nervine, so it helps the body to relax. And it's basically harmless, almost harmless. And so it's really easy to make a tea. You pick it and you just make a tea. that's the same with peppermint. And so I think when we start really learning again as a community and, you know, teaching our friends, our family, our neighbors about the plants again, it will become, you know, common sense again,
which is
what it used to be.
Right. It used to be like, it was as common as drinking a glass of water and it was very common in our lives. You know, Dr. Lulu, my kids must really want something because my senior that's graduating, he says hello on the podcast, and Mariah, she's saying hello. They must want something because they never chime in. They must be getting ready to hit me up for something, Dr. Lulu. So,
well, hi. I figured you were gonna have a good bribe coming your way.
Yeah, you know what I've done, and they hear the studio lights and the music go off. They're gonna be like, you hear this knock on the door. Hey, Dad, are you in there? No, I'm not in there. I'm still on live. Get away.
Vacation.
So you're right. When we talk about genetic health, that's an area that I don't think. And Randy says hello to my next door neighbor. That when we talk about genetic health, that is something that, like for me, I need to do better at understanding when we say genetic health, are we talking about just, you know, your physical makeup? Are we talking about your hereditary, your family line, bloodline? What all goes into genetic health?
Right. There's a lot of different things that go in that bag. So one, we have our like ancestral genes, right? That DNA that passes down from our mother and father and all our ancestors, that is like ancestral genetics, right?
Right.
That can show us a possible map of things that we could prevent that have been in our family history. Like, let's say you have a history of cardiovascular disease, you know, so some of those things can show up. Mm-hmm. Then we have epigenetics. So epigenetics is basically everything around us that's affecting our DNA and genetics. So that can be from pollution, you know, which we're evolved in a lot more pollution than we used to be.
Right.
You know, so everything around us affects our DNA, and that's the epigenetics.
Yeah.
So we have our ancestral DNA, our epigenetics, and then we have our own DNA. We know everything that's inside us, and that has processes of turning on or turning off, right? Depending on if it might be a possible mutation or something's not working properly. And so, and when it comes to the aspect of genetics, I really help patients look at their genetics from a preventative standpoint. Like, let's look, like, you know, okay, let's say for instance, somebody comes to me and they're having a lot of fatigue. So I'll run a specific panel based on fatigue and look at the genes, the SNPs that could be out of balance that are having them contributing to that fatigue. Let's say for instance, vitamin D, maybe they have a problem, which is common with a lot of people right now. They have a problem processing vitamin D. So it's like, oh, okay, well, you need to have a different, you know, intake of the way you're doing vitamin D. Maybe you need to have a sun lamp or spending more time in nature, you know, different things. So it helps you, it gives like opens the doorway for prevention. And, you know, a lot of people get kind of scared sometimes with that genetic talk, like, oh my gosh, is my genetics are going to be all over the internet. Everybody's going to know what I'm made of. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, you can have be kept very private, but it's a way for you to see what you can do now to help you feel better. Right. And prevent things down the road, like Alzheimer's, dementia, those serious things that we want to make sure that we don't get.
Yeah. Greg says I need that test. And I think I need it, too, because here's the deal for me. I was a foster kid, you know, so most of my life I was in the system. So I don't really know my family history. I mean, I don't know, you know, the side of my father, know very little side of my mother. And so, you know what, I'm trying to kind of, with blinders on, navigate through some of my health issues. But what you said there really, really stands out, doctor. You said prevention. Oh, mm-hmm. Isn't that powerful? Isn't prevention powerful?
Yeah, it's so powerful.
Yeah, when we think about it, we're always in our health, especially those of us that are not really on top of it. We have a tendency to be reactive in our health and wellness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when you talk about, you know, getting into your genetics, that gives you an opportunity to take the lead in getting ahead of maybe some things that would be an issue for you.
Right. And, you know, we're so like, it's really mainstream right now. We're learning so much so quickly, you know, and the whole planet is evolving really fast and at a pace. But we're like, you can learn about like what type of exercise is best for you, what type of, you know, are carbs or fat or how you digest. I mean, there's so many different things that can relate back to how your genetics work, how your actual, you know, the functions, how you, your enzymes work. So it's really powerful, especially, you know, I'm on the, I don't believe in the word like anti-aging.
Right.
I think that we have this unlimited ability to stay healthy for a really long period of time.
Right.
And so, you know, the genetics help us have that map, like that great road, you know, like I'm going to be on it. I'm going to be doing everything I can to be 100% healthy 100% of the time. Of course, I'm going to fall off a little bit.
But yeah, but
you know what I mean?
That's cool. And you know, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Impact Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. I'm joined by the world renowned Dr. Lulu Shamek. And I know I probably butchered it again, but because you know I butchered your title too, and I'm so embarrassed by that. I apologize. Your actual line of discipline is what again? So I get it
I'm
right.
A naturopathic physician.
Naturopathic physician. I totally said she was something different. She was like doing open heart surgery with my intro. So, Dr. Lulu, I can't wait for us to continue this conversation. We're going to take a small commercial break. All you've got to do is just sit there and give a shout out to our sponsors. But one of the reasons why we have people like we have on our show, Dr. Lulu, is for you all. Everybody that listens to our show, man, you cannot tell me that you couldn't glean, even if you just listened for 5 minutes, that what Dr. Lulu has given us. She's given us a whole lifetime. I mean, like, that's why I told her I'm going to have her back on the show. She's given us a whole, you know, a lifetime of information. But man, even if you just listened for a few moments and said, you know what, I need to dive deeper into this, man, that is why we have this show, Impacting Life. One life, one day at a time. And so we're getting ready to have a quick commercial break for our sponsors. Dr. Lulu, you just hang tight there. Please do not run away. And we're going to give a shout out to our sponsors here because they are what help keep the lights on. So here's a commercial for our sponsors. They say if you want to go fast, then go alone. But if you want to go far, then you've got to go together. Impacting Life 24/7 is an international podcast which is downloaded in over 22 U.S. states as well as 10 different countries around the world. One of our gold sponsors which helps make this happen is Michelle Perry. She is the founder of the Successful Diligence LLC and host of the Successful Diligence podcast, and she's a best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at successfuldiligence.com. Adrian Barker is a gold sponsor. She is the host of the Adrian Barker Speaks podcast. She is a life coach and a CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Her goal is to help people unearth the greatness that's within them. Connect with her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Our platinum sponsors include Gregory Smith. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy today of his book by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Greg is a humanitarian at heart. Often Greg will be found helping distribute food in his local community, and he logs thousands of hours volunteering every year. Mr. Mike Black from New Bern, North Carolina is a platinum sponsor. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina lead a life of faith. He is a compassionate leader in his church. He is a devoted husband and father to his daughter who just recently graduated from Army boot camp. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. is executive director of the PRF Institute, the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity. And he's the author of Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. You can find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. If you would like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, which is heard in 22 states and 10 countries, go to clkingspeaker.com.
clkingspeaker.com, and so glad to be back with my guest, Dr. Lulu, and we've got to just scrap that commercial and just start over, guys, because all that has just changed since we created that commercial. We like to welcome Greece and Mexico to our new countries where we see downloads of our show. We just seen that in our analytics today. So that's 13 different countries and 33 different states. So that commercial just, oh, ain't nobody listening to that commercial no more. My sponsor's gonna be like, yo, I ain't paying for that. You better give me the right numbers. So very, very blessed for all of those of people that continue to support us. And this is really why we do this. We don't do this for self fame. I'm famous enough. My kids love me and my wife thinks I'm great. So I don't need to be any more famous. We do this because we wanted to create a vehicle for people like Dr. Lulu to come on our show and use this as a platform to impact someone else's life. That's really it. So we thank you so much, Dr. Lulu, for being with us tonight on Impacting Life 24/7. And you've got a book that's coming out. Tell us about the book. We're so excited.
Yes, I'm so excited too. It's in the last stages of proofing as we speak, but you can pre-order it now. And the title of the book is Detox, Nourish, Activate: Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Mood, Energy, and Love. So that's a lot of stuff going in on that title.
Man, we hooking and jabbing in that title right there, huh? Right.
So yeah. Detox, Nourish, and Activate, the first three letters are DNA. So it's all about the DNA. That's step number one.
Brilliant, brilliant. That was, you, listen, ladies and gentlemen, she didn't get to be a doctor by just being on the side of the road. So there was wisdom behind the title. That's very, right. Very totally. Brilliant.
Yep. And then the plant and vibrational medicine. So throughout the whole book, there's all different types of modalities used, including plant medicine, essential oils, crystals, meditations, all different types of things to elevate the body. So energy, mood, and love. So energy is the adrenal system. That's mm-hmm. for energy. Mood, that's the brain and nervous system. And then love is the heart. So it's the brain, the adrenals, and the heart, the three main aspects of the body. And so the whole book walks you through how to heal those areas, how to release trauma, how to move through things that are trapped to elevate and reach a new place of optimal living.
Wow, that's powerful. I would ask that everyone would go to Dr. Lulu's website, and I'm just checking it out here. You can go to doclulu.com. That's doclulu.com. That's the easiest website I've given out the whole year.
I know, it's easy. I love it.
You can find her also on Facebook, but you can go to doclulu.com and connect with her there to get your copy now, because I know it's going to be flying off the shelf. I'm going to try to twist her arm for an autographed copy when it comes on. And we can do, you know, Dr. Lulu, I'll just tell you now, I'll just put it out there for you live. If you want to just come on without a whole bunch of preliminaries and come on and talk about your book when it comes out that day or that week, you can come on and we will promote your, that's what we do, man. We are all about promoting others. And so I love that you have put this book together, the DNA, man. I'll never forget that now when we talk about detox, nourish, and activate. Now let me just pick your brain a little bit in terms of detoxing. That should that be a normal rudiment in our life?
Absolutely. So that's one thing that I 100% believe in, and I'll walk you kind of through my thought process with that.
Go ahead.
Briefly. So you know, we are impacted by so many things, not only physically in our environment, but also emotionally, right? Mm-hmm. Especially now with COVID, we've been experiencing things that are a lot more, not toxic, but we have to be able to process, right? Like fear and anxiety, all those things. So I recommend doing, it doesn't have to be a massive detox, but at least something where you're taking a few days to help your body have less income, right? Incoming food, incoming emotions, incoming, you know, physical overdue, I guess you could say.
Right.
And so like maybe once every 3 months, like once every season, take some time to go lighter, to maybe do some sauna, do some detoxing, you know, maybe do yoga, whatever kind of, you know, I have lots of things that I work with patients with and detox, but something to allow your body to open up and release. Especially, you know, we got to get the toxins out of the system that our body is having coming in from the environment. I mean, I was just recently interviewing this doctor on my podcast, and he talked about that the studies that are being done now that are showing the toxins in our system are hundreds of levels higher than we've seen before. And especially like even in the umbilical cord, where they're taking studies of looking at the umbilical cord of the newborn baby, and the toxins are just crazy just in that space.
Really?
So, you know, if we're thinking about why we might be having some things going on, like maybe you're feeling tired, maybe your brain isn't working as well as it used to, or maybe you're feeling bloated, you know, there's all kinds of things that can be signs of needing a detox. Mm-hmm. But you know, those can be easily addressed when we just take a few days even to just let things kind of like reset.
Wow. She's speaking my language, ladies and gentlemen, because you guys may know, probably only Greg knows, and probably he's the only one that cares. But every year, and I'm actually thinking about, she said season. I like that. I like season even better than doing it just once a year. Every year I take a break from social media and I unplug. I'm a social media icon, ladies and gentlemen, but here's what I recognize. And I've recognized this even more in the season that we've been living in, is that social media, it can be straight toxic, y'all. Mm-hmm. It can be just straight toxic. I mean, like, everybody got an opinion about everything, and it only induces argument and debate and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I really have determined that I don't want that stuff in my life. You know, I was really feeling, you know, depressed. I mean, we got all this tension relative to police shootings and what's right and what's wrong and riots and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, you know what? I can't. Sometimes people want me to use my platform to speak on all this stuff, but I don't. That's not me. I can't be on every doggone social issue in the world. I can't do that. Furthermore, furthermore, I found myself I found myself ingesting this stuff and feeling totally negative.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's overload. You know, we're not meant to be able to process all of that. You know, our brains can, of course, do a lot.
Right.
But when it comes to all of that intake, we need to have that. I love what you said, CL, about having that time for yourself and unplugging. You know, I do that a lot. I go out and camp and hike. And my husband and I do a lot of backpacking. And I don't take anything with me that's electronic.
Yeah.
I don't take my phone. I don't take, you know, I want to be with nature. And I don't want to have anything to do with anything like electronic. I want to be able to just be, learn, listen to myself.
Right.
like, hey, nice to meet you. Like, how you been?
You know, and you know, doctor, I know this may be just a sidebar, but we can have sidebars on this show because guess what?
Totally.
It's my show.
That's right.
It's funny. My daughter, last night we were at the baseball game. My sons won. JV tied, so they got a win or a tie, and then varsity won at the last minute, the very last guy. It was so amazing.
Wow.
Well, when my daughter showed up, the 21-year-old, she said, "I've been trying to get up with y'all. Y'all won't answer your phone." Now, mom and I are at the game. We had put our phones in the car to charge, right? Because God help you if your phone dies.
Right. You're like, oh no.
The end of the world has come, right?
Totally. Right.
So we put our phones in the car to charge, and my daughter's fussing us out. You know, I'm like, who are you talking to, first of all? But second of all, she's like, I can't get a hold of y'all. Where y'all at? And what I wanna weave into that thought process is, I read somewhere that we don't appreciate stuff like we used to.
Mm-hmm.
We are so busy filming it and photoing it that we don't appreciate it, right? Like, there are some things that are not, and I know y'all out there in social and tech land is going to think I'm horse and buggy. Just listen to me. There are some things that are just meant to be appreciated,
mm-hmm,
versus filmed and photographed. And so I know I'm on the social media kick, but the same can be true, doctor, in terms of all the other things that you talk about relative to detoxing. You know, like people say, we carry around pounds of poop that we should have expelled from our body, right?
This is true. Yes. There are a lot of people that don't have a proper working digestive system.
Right. She put it in better terms for y'all.
Poop. I talk to patients all the time about poop.
Yeah. And until you can get that expelled, and you will be like, wow, why do I feel better? Because you've just been carrying around. So detoxing is powerful, man. And I just love that you were talking about that in the title of her book. The title of her book, ladies and gentlemen, is called Detox, Nourish, and Activate. That's the first part. DNA, Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love. And you have, you know, just to give you a compliment, doctor, you have a great mood. And what keys are there relative to, you know, in your world, the medicinal world, the plant medicinal world, is there, mm-hmm, things that can help with mood?
Oh yeah, there's tons of things. You know, there's a lot of plants that help lighten the mood,
uh-huh,
right? And especially when it comes to depression, you know, and St. John's wort is one of my favorite herbs for that. It's pretty well known in the category for helping with depression. It helps to lighten the mood. We grow it at the farm. It's these beautiful, like, little yellow flowers. It just makes you happy.
Yeah.
Just being around the plant, you know, you can tell that it would have. So that's one thing that I wanted to say, is that when you look at a plant, you can see, like, almost the energy that it's going to portray out along the road. Like, for instance, motherwort is another plant we grow at the farm, and it has these, like, little spiky bits, like little thorn bubbles in between. And it's like Leonoris cardiaca is the Latin name. So it's like the lion that roars, you know, and it helps women with this type A personality who are, like, overrun, and just helps them to kind of, like, chill out.
Yeah.
So, you know, plants have a real affinity for how they look, what they do. Not all plants, but if we take the time to get to know them, it really does make a difference. So yeah, there's lots of plants that help with mood. Mood lifters, as I call them. Holy basil is another one of my favorites. It's an adaptogen, which means it helps us adapt to stress and adapt to the world around us. And that's one of my favorites. It has this wonderful, it looks like basil, but it grows so prolifically, and it smells like heaven. And you can use it as a tea, you can use it as a tincture, you can mix it with other herbs, you can put it in a floral arrangement on your table. I mean, it's just, like, lovely. It makes you feel so good.
Wow, that's powerful. You talked, and I was trying to find my notes, but as you know, doctor, you know, I'm all over the place. You talked about some pillars, and I they were really good pillars. Was it four or five or three or four pillars that we need to get a hold of in our life? Do you remember what those pillars were that we talked about?
the foundations of health. And you know, I love to describe it kind of like this way. If you think about your house has like four parts, right? So right. Our body is a house. If we didn't have those four pillars, our house would like, you know, kind of like fall over on one side or completely fall down. So right. Those the four ones are like the basics for everything. And I talk about patients all the time. One is water, right? I mean, water is key. You yeah. have got to have water. And if you think you're drinking enough, I really evaluate it because patients would have the conversation like, you know, hey, how much water are you drinking? Oh, I have a few glasses a day. I'm like, that's not enough.
You tell us,
half your body weight in ounces.
Half your body weight in ounces.
In ounces, yes. So that can be a lot of water. And if you're not having, you know, proper bowel movements and getting things flowing, urinating frequently, you're not drinking enough water.
Wow.
Or if you're feeling like dehydrated and dry mouth, you know, yeah. you're not drinking enough.
Well, let me just tell you, what we talked about offline, the little health issue that I had, remember that I told you about offline, I found that as I was coming out of that, when I really increased the water, there was some relief. And mm-hmm. So half your body weight in ounces. I want to get this out. Obviously, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, you consult your physician, but and don't try to sue me because you're not going to get anything out of me. But we want you to understand that she gave us one pillar that we can take control of immediately.
Right now.
Water.
Yeah,
and she's been drinking the whole show. Sometimes when I drink water on the show, Greg will message me privately and say, "Are you drinking moonshine again?" I said, "No, brother, it's just water. It's just it's just water.
Vodka, tequila. No, it's water.
Right, drink water.
Water's really key.
That's very, very powerful, doctor. What's the second pillar?
Exercise, movement, something. You know, even if you're limited, you know, I work with a lot of patients that are limited because of chronic pain. You've got to have some kind of movement, whether it's, you know, maybe you can't do a lot of cardio, you're going and you're in the pool, or maybe, you know, just walking around. And I was just reading a recent study that was saying that now, because everyone has been sitting so much, you know, and they're seeing that instead of doing like a larger stint where you're like, I'm going to get in my an hour of cardio, it's actually more beneficial if you do smaller stints. So 15 minutes, do a little work.
Yeah.
15 minutes, do a little work. So that way you get the blood moving. Cause you know, we all have like COVID butt.
Yeah.
You know, right. So you want to be able to move. And that is really key because we got to get the blood moving, get the toxins moving through the system, get the circulation. And so that's really key.
Right.
That's foundation number two.
Foundation number two is movement. And listen, movement. let me just piggyback and endorse. Man, we just flowing so good. And look, we didn't rehearse any of this, guys. I remember when I had my back surgery, and I told you I was the first patient that my pain management doctor had that got off pain management, right? Mm-hmm. Javi Madrigal, who's I'm on his board, the Underdog Ninja Foundation, who's doing a tremendous work out there in Seattle. He is the guy I told you about that had the heart disease and and all of that. And he's moving every day. Here's what I learned when I had two failed back surgeries. I was walking around feeble. Oh, I mean, I had a handicap placard. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, I can't barely move on 3,700 milligrams a day of pain medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only until I started moving. I defied what my body, what I felt like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine getting down and doing some push-ups or doing some this or whatever the case may be. And it was small steps, great distances. And when I started making those moves, that's when I was able to start cutting my pills in half and then cutting them in thirds and then not needing them at all. I'm off of it altogether. And so you're right. That second pillar about movement and getting involved, keep moving, is so important, doctor. And Dr. Lulu, you're giving us some great tips. Go ahead.
Well, the third one, I think, is sleep. Because sleep is so key. You know, I would say 75% of my patients are working with some form of insomnia and sleep disorder.
Right.
It's very, very common right now because of not only because of COVID, that's just like a factor. I think that people have become a lot more, you know, worried about things.
Right.
But the electronics, like you were saying, like all of the, you know, we just have so much stimulation. It's like constant stimulation. And people don't know how to turn off the stimulation because they're addicted to the stimulation.
Right.
Right. And so you really have to make a practice of wind down.
Yeah.
And so I recommend starting at least an hour before you're going to go to bed. Turn off all electronics, tune yourself off.
Yeah.
Maybe put on some relaxing music, take a bath, whatever you like to relax. I use specific herbs that will help me to relax if I need them, like kava or valerian, you know, something to help me wind down. Mm-hmm. And then you want to have that time where you're like in bed and you're ready to go to bed without stimulation, you know, and so that you can really have restful sleep. And that's key, because if you're, that's when your body's healing.
Boy.
If you're not really taking the time to, if you're waking up, you know, five times during the night, you're awake for a few hours, your body has lost those key hours for healing.
Okay. So since you're a doctor, I'm going to ask you to become a, what do you call those folks that you sit on the couch and talk to them? Psychiatrist? Is that what those folks are? I'm going to let you put on your psychiatrist hat, because I need to confess. Okay. I need to confess, because I'm right there where you're talking about. Obviously, I wrap up my show at around, we finish here at 9:30. Then I finish getting everything mixed down probably about 11. And then I finally get into bed. But the other night I was like, okay, yawn. All right, it's time to go to bed. And I was sleepy, right? But I have a tradition of listening to documentaries in my earbuds, like, you know, World War II, or just so, because as a speaker, I just accumulate a whole bunch of mindless information. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Why am I creating a stimulus when I'm ready to go to sleep? And I'm just confessing on a national podcast that, yeah, you're right, man. That whole process, the process of winding down is important, huh?
It's super important. Yeah. I put on, I have like spa music I put on, and I put it on a timer, like, and then I turn off my lights. So I actually like have the music still kind of going, you know, with all the lights off.
Right, right.
And I just have a nice book on the table. And I also do a gratitude journal, which just, I write down like three things every night before I go to bed. I'm like, okay, these are the things I'm grateful for. And I let my body just release and I don't have to think about anything.
Right.
And then I'm on my way to sleep.
Wow. Gratitude journal, man. I want to start that, Javi. That's a great idea. Just to end the day, gratitude journal. Wow. Yeah, that's powerful. How long have you been doing that?
Oh my gosh. For a long time, probably since I maybe like 18 years, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't keep them. I know some people keep them, but I don't have space for that.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, actually I like to kind of like burn that stuff after a while. I'm like, right. Poof, you know, like get rid of it. Use it for the campfire.
Right.
But yeah, it just helps it for me. It's like really helps me to go into that day. Like what am I grateful for today? And then it helps also to have that thought process roll over to the morning. Because you know how you wake up in the morning and that first thought is like, what if you had a bad, you know, fight with your partner or a bad day at work? You wake up and you're like, oh man, it's right in your head. Well, if you can clear it and think about something really that you're grateful for, you'll wake up and you'll be grateful in the morning instead of like the other ruminating thought.
Wow. That's I got so many journals that I've started. I got journals in there and back in the back part of the studio. I can just go grab one, just put some duct tape over it, and I'm going to call that my gratitude journal.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Great. That's such great insight, and we really appreciate you sharing that. What's the other? We got two more pillars, right?
No, just one more.
One more pillar. Nutrition.
Yeah, nutrition is really key. I recommend eating lots of fruit and vegetables. You like at least 8 to 10 servings per day.
Per day. Wow.
Not per week. Per day,
per
you
day.
Know, and you can do that through all the different ways. Like if you're having, that seems like a lot, make a smoothie, put greens in the smoothie, put fruit in the smoothie, you know, have a big salad. But you when you're looking at your plate, you want half the plate to be vegetables.
Wow.
And that's a big amount, you know, and that helps. You got to have the fiber, you got to have the nutrients, because our rainbow of vegetables and fruits give us all the nutrients that we need.
Wow, that is so powerful. Thank you, Javi, for putting that up in the chat. Water, movement, sleep and nutrition. Yeah, lots of fruits and vegetables. And Javi, you are definitely a living testament of the benefits of a plant-based diet. Javi is I just love this man. He's 53 years old. He looks like he's about 26. An amazing man. He's got the I'm with him on the Underdog Ninja Foundation out there. He's out there in Seattle, and he went through open heart surgery and failed 10 failed stents or more. And yeah, nutrition, that last pillar is so important. You know, one thing that she said that stands out to me, ladies and gentlemen, is probably what she didn't say. She didn't say anything that was outside of our control. Y'all hear me? CL King putting his pastoring hat on now. Y'all just listen for a second. Water. Go down to your faucet and get you a jug from Michael's or Ross or somewhere, because they sell them big old jugs there. Get you a jug and start saying, okay, I'm gonna drink, what'd you say, half your body weight in ounces. In a full day, correct?
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it, like you said, CL, is to make a jug of that amount, and you just, I put it on my desk. Yeah. And I'm like, this is my job today. And no matter what, if whatever else happens, I have got to drink that water. It's like priority number one is you.
Yep. She said,
if you don't make yourself the priority, you can't help everyone else.
Javi said, water is cheap, man. It's free. Well, it ain't free because I still got to pay the water bill around here because nobody else will pay it. them four grown adults. Now they can't hear me no more. The second thing she talked about was movement. And that don't cost us anything. Now, that truly is free. I had a guy on a show, on our show, last year. His book was Get Out the Door. He said the hardest part that people wrestle with is just getting out the front door. And he became, you know, he suffered a major life event. Then he became a super huge marathon runner. But it started by him just getting out the door and walking to the end of the street.
And I got to get out the door. That's so
yeah, right. And if you can't get out the door, then get off the couch. Right.
Get off something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. She also talked about the third one, and I'm going to work on this tonight. Maybe I'll start on the weekend. I don't know. I got to ease my way into this because I'm pretty addicted to the way I fall asleep. But she talked about sleep, and sleep is essential, and good sleep, not just, you know, you went to sleep at 3 o'clock and then you got to be up at six. That's not, you know, let me just say this. And I hope you will agree with me, doctor. I teach people how to grind. I teach people how to make a pile of cash. I teach them that. But I think one of the things that I've been in error in is that you have to destroy your body to do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you have to go 24/7. You can't sleep. You got to be up all hours of the night to make money. And that's not true. That's not true at all.
No, not at all. It should be less work.
Yeah.
More reward.
That's exactly right. And I'm just going to make Greg work harder. So, and then of course, nutrition. So, you know, in summation, doctor, you have really just given, you just said, we have just skimmed, you know, the fringe edges of all the wealth of information that you have and all the work that you have done over your years. Your body of work is just so impressive. And we're very, very blessed that you have decided to join on the show to be with us on Impacting Life 24/7. What I want to do, because the music's playing and the sponsors will leave me if I don't get off the air soon, I want to give you a moment to just give a word of encouragement to our audience. Whatever comes to your heart, take 60 seconds and give them take 60 seconds and give them a word of encouragement from Dr. Lulu.
Sure. You know, I think as we move into Mother's Day, my encouragement is really connecting with your mother or your mother figure in your life this weekend. Reaching out even if you have a strained relationship, nurturing that relationship, opening your heart to that connection. If you know someone who's lost a loved one in their life, especially over the past year with COVID, reach out to them, extend your love and kindness, and really help them to nurture that loss and grief in their life, and reach out a hand in care.
Very, very powerful. Dr. Lulu Shimmick, She's got the book. She's got her book coming out. And I want to tell you about her book real quick before we go. Her book, which will be coming out in July, you can go to Amazon now or you can go to her website and get it. Detox, Nourish, Activate, Plant and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, you can find my guests. We always help you guys find them. It's DocLulu.com. And you can also go to Veterans Healing Farm. That's the work that she does there. She is helping what God created on this earth. She's using this plants and vegetation and such to help people heal. And I'm blown away. You can look at her spirit, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell that she loves what she does. You can tell that she's very healthy. So we need to listen to somebody that knows what they're doing. And more importantly, she cares about people. She cares about our veterans. And so she let me know that they do bees at that place. So I'm going to go up there because I'm trying to dabble in bees, y'all. As I get older, I'm just getting into stuff that's going to be for me. These kids that wore me out for 30 years, I'm going to start doing stuff that I want to do. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Lulu?
That's right. Yeah, so you got to start prioritizing you.
That's right. Now, you did say that there was something special coming up that you wanted me to remind the listeners of that mm-hmm. they could participate in at the place, right?
Yes. So this summer I'm teaching 6 workshops, and keep an eye on the Veterans Healing Farm Facebook page because you're going to see a announcement that the registration is open, accepting applications. And so we only take 20 veterans per workshop. And so you want to make sure if you're interested, so there's going to be a one on information, immunity, energy, sleep, women's health, and first aid. So if you're interested in one of those, keep an eye out and get your applications in early.
Yes.
And they're free for veterans.
They're free.
And yes.
Yeah, free for veterans. And so you can just go to the Veterans Healing Farm Facebook page. And we have that already in the chat, guys. So if you'd like to go and go like that page, be a part of it. I think I showed you guys a few pictures of it. Dr. Lulu, you have been a world-class guest. And, I thank you for all that you have done for our veterans. I thank you for what you're doing to continue to promote health and wellness. And we will definitely have you back real soon, okay? When you get the book out, just plan on contacting me and we'll get you back on the show, okay?
Okay, thanks, CL. It's been a joy to be on the show, and I loved our conversation.
Yes, ma'am. It was a great time, and I actually learned a lot. You really helped us. Have a great night, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye, okay. Everyone.
Bye-bye. Woo! So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Greg says sleep. Yeah, I know, bro. I got to start prioritizing that. The water thing too, and those things are just so easy, man. You start thinking about the things that are easy. You know, here's the deal. Maybe easy is not the word. I don't know. Maybe they are easy, but they're not convenient. You know, maybe soda is convenient. You know, maybe Mickey D's is convenient. You know, since I am at the Palatial Ranch here in Jacksonville, I work from home. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the studio. This is where you see me at, is where my office is. And I don't necessarily get the luxury of just saying, oh, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to bounce down to Bojangles. Or I'm going to go down to the shop eatery. So I have to actually prepare my food. And so when I go in there to prepare, it's my nutrition is intentional, is what I'm trying to say. So it may not be convenient, but it's still easy because it's something that I control. See, you pay for convenience, y'all. Go to the convenience store, go to the Quick Mart down the road and try to buy some toilet paper. You're gonna pay $1,750,000. That's convenience. No, but things that are in your power, we shouldn't make them hard. Drink water. Start drinking water today. And the gratitude journal, y'all. I'm adding that to my life. I'm adding the gratitude journal because I was thinking about that the other day, man. I said, man, I have the best life ever. I have a glorious life. My life is amazing. I have a beautiful family. Everything is just wonderful. And I was walking on the backside of our neighborhood, and these fellas was pouring concrete. Now, I've done that when I used to teach in the summers, I would have to have a summer job, and so I would pour concrete and do construction. I realized that I need to shut up complaining about my podcast and my speaking business and whatever else I got going on, because I could be out there pouring concrete. So I'm thankful that I ain't doing that. But yeah, you're right, man. You know, convenience, there is a cost for that, man. If I don't, and so you got to be intentional about these pillars. You got to be intentional about drinking water. You know what I mean? You got to be intentional about getting sleep. You got to be intentional about your nutrition, and you got to be intentional about your movement. She gave us four pillars, man. We got to get on it, y'all. Y'all see that I necessarily didn't plan these guests the way they're coming in, but we're laying in an overarching theme of, hey, man, we understand COVID hit us hard, but it's time for us to take control of our lives. All right. That's it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I thank all of our sponsors. I thank all of our team. I thank our staff, Danny, Mike, Greg, Katrina. Thank everybody. Thank everyone for being a part of the Impacting Life 24/7 movement. Go get you some merchandise, clkingspeaker.com, or become a sponsor at the same place. All right, I hope everyone has a great weekend. Ours is filled with senior pictures, just a few short days, and my second to last child will be graduating. I am very, very emotional about it. Even more so emotional because I'm blessed to be given the keynote speech at his graduation. I'm going to have to take some of the herbs that the doctor talked about, some of the right herbs or whatever, to get my emotions in check. Because, you know, I can't be up there crying and snotting and slobbering trying to give a speech. But so proud of him. So proud of Chris Jr. And so that's going to be a highlight of our week. First week in June. June the 5th there at White Oak High School. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we will see you back here Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. Have a great night.